Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is November 21st, 2024, and on today's episode, President North America Guido Skudlarik talks about potential impacts of the election. Evonik Canada's Morrisburg, Ontario site celebrates its 60th anniversary, and the Vancouver, British Columbia site sits at the heart of a booming biotech hub. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, President North America Guido Skudlarik recently participated in a panel discussing the potential consequences of the U.S. elections. This economic forum was hosted by the German-American Chamber of Commerce, the American Council on Germany, and the American-German Institute at Deutsche Bank's New York City headquarters. The panel focused on how the incoming Trump administration might affect transatlantic trade and German companies operating in the U.S. Guido Skudlarik highlighted several points. He noted that Evonik has strategically invested over $5 billion in North America since 2017 and maintains a strong U.S. production presence, which helps shield the company from potential tariff impacts. However, he cautioned that tariffs could lead to inflationary pressure in the U.S., and a restrictive immigration policy could also pose a risk to the U.S. economy, as it heavily relies on immigrant labor across various sectors. Despite potential challenges, Guido Skudlarik remained optimistic about Evonik's future in North America, emphasizing the company's unwavering commitment to sustainability and green transformation, a substantial growth opportunity that aligns with global customer demands.
While there is always something like uncertainty surrounding the policies of a new administration, we continue to see North America as the crucial growth market. We expect sustainable economic growth and have a positive outlook for our business in the region. And my hope actually is that the new administration will adopt a differentiated and balanced approach to economic policy, and by that, avoiding actions that could harm consumer-driven growth.
This year, Evonik Canada's Morrisburg, Ontario site marks its 60th anniversary in chemical manufacturing. The site has been a steadfast contributor to sustainable practices since its inception in 1964, originally established by a subsidiary of the chemical manufacturer Rahm & Haas of Canada, famous for its plexiglass acrylic sheets. Over the years, the plant transitioned from plexiglass production to focus solely on oil additive. The facility prides itself on strong community ties and a commitment to the Responsible Care Initiative, which is a worldwide program that emphasizes safety and sustainability, as ESHQ manager Kat Hunter explains.
The Responsible Care Initiative, which began in Canada, is now embraced in over 70 countries by nearly all of the world's largest chemical producers. It is integral to every facet of our operations here in Morrisburg, from our business and employees to our community and environment. It is a cornerstone of our ongoing success in Morrisburg and a key reason why Evonik has been able to produce quality products here for six decades.
Lastly, Evonik's Vancouver site is strategically located to connect with local biotech talent and innovation in a region with over 1,300 biotech companies and research institutions. Vancouver's biotech prominence is thanks to pioneers like Peter Cullis, whose work in lipid nanoparticles was essential for developing nucleic acid-based medicines and mRNA vaccines. Evonik produces these lipid nanoparticles in Vancouver. The life science industry in British Columbia has also seen significant growth due to government investments, including the establishment of Canada's Immunoengineering and Biomanufacturing Hub in 2023, and plans for a national biomanufacturing training center to address the need for skilled workers. Recently, the industry held their annual Life Sciences BC Awards Gala, a premier event in British Columbia that recognizes the achievements of the biotech and pharma sectors. This year, Evonik's Mike Parr, the Director of Formulation and Process Development at the Vancouver site, presented the Milton Wong Community Leadership Award, highlighting Evonik's growing presence in the biotech hub.
It was an honor being asked to present this award, named after the famous Canadian financier. Vancouver is not only a hub for biotech companies, but also research institutions, investors, and entrepreneurs. And Evonik sits right at the heart of that ecosystem. I am most excited about the new National Biomanufacturing Training Center, which will help meet the growing demand for qualified workers in life sciences and biomanufacturing.
Before you go, in honor of Transgender Awareness Week, Equals, Evonik's LGBTQ plus employee resource group, hosted a movie discussion about the Netflix documentary, Will and Harper. Colleagues met to discuss the film, which deals with navigating friendships and cultural expectations after a gender transition, and shared their thoughts on memorable scenes and lived experiences that connected with the central themes of being transgender in the United States. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.